U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand from New York says there are three options for holding President Trump accountable for the riots at the Capitol.
I do not think the cabinet has the guts or spine to use the 25th Amendment. I do not believe Republican senators have the guts or spine to impeach and convict the president.
According to Gillibrand, this leaves investigating him criminally for pressuring Georgia's Secretary of State.
She says the recording of the hour-long phone call contains evidence that Trump illegally tried to overturn the election results in Georgia. She also wants the federal government to investigate the lack of adequate security at the Capitol yesterday and the involvement of radical white supremacist groups. This is Scene 19, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut and New York region.
Coming up, more on what our region's elected officials want to see happen in response to the storming of the Capitol, and also a surprise police reform proposal in Nassau. I'm Charles Lane.
And I'm Desiree DiOrio.
U.S. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut has called for hundreds of arrests after the attack on the U.S. Capitol. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
Murphy said if arrests aren't made, the feeling of impunity already felt by pro-Trump extremists will become permanent. U.S. Attorney John Durham of the District of Connecticut says people should contact the FBI with any information about what he called that disgraceful and criminal activity. Durham says his office will aggressively prosecute if Connecticut is the right jurisdiction. At least two people from Connecticut were arrested in the U.S. Capitol yesterday, according to WFSB. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
U.S. Representative Kathleen Rice from Long Island has called for a federal investigation into the epic security failure yesterday at the Capitol building. Lawmakers were certifying President-elect Joe Biden's electoral vote count when a mob stormed the building. Rice is a member of the Committee on Homeland Security. She says Capitol Police were overwhelmed and the National Guard took too long to respond.
My hope is that when Merrick Garland is confirmed as Attorney General, that he will set up a 9/11 style task force that will look into all these failures so we can ensure it doesn't happen again.
Rice says she blames President Trump for inciting the violence and Republican members of Congress, like Representative Lee Zeldin from Eastern Long Island, who raised objections to the vote count after the insurrectionists were removed from the building. She supports calls for Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove the president from office.
Coming up, Nassau County Police reform themselves from behind closed doors. But first, these headlines and a message from our sponsor.
Support for C19 comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
The 7-day COVID-19 positivity test rate in Connecticut is 6.7%. On Long Island, the 7-day COVID-19 test rate is 9.6%. The rest of New York is at 8%.
The more contagious form of COVID-19 has been found in two New Haven residents. One of the two residents had traveled back from Ireland, and the other had been to New York State. The two cases are not related to each other. There is no evidence the new strain of the virus is more deadly, but it is at least 50% more contagious.
Nassau County has reinstated some of the pandemic triage protocols. It means ambulance crews will no longer transport COVID-19 patients to hospitals if they only have mild symptoms.
The Suffolk County Legislature met to discuss expectations for the county's $3.2 billion budget for 2021. Lawmakers will be able to amend the budget in February based on federal coronavirus funding to the state. Republicans criticized last year's budget for its lack of COVID relief. Democrats say the county's $1.5 billion budget deficit over the next 3 years is pandemic-related.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a new law creating a payment plan for drivers with outstanding traffic tickets, fines, and fees. The law will allow drivers to keep driving if they begin paying their debts in increments. Under the new law, there will be no automatic waiving of fees. Drivers will be allowed to pay $10 per month or monthly installments of up to 2% of their monthly income. In a hastily called public hearing, Nassau County Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder presented a draft proposal to reform policing in the county. His presentation of the plan was vague, opaque, and left community members stunned that it was done in closed doors without the knowledge of the very groups formed to help draft the plan. The most significant proposed changes appear to include new policies banning chokeholds, better data collection on traffic stops, regular public release of that data along with arrest data, more police on bicycles, increased anti-bias training, and changes in mental health response. Ryder offered almost no specifics on the list of reforms, but he said a 310-page report would soon be posted by County Executive Laura Curran. The draft plan is in response to an executive order from New York Governor Andrew Cuomo that requires police departments to engage with community groups on proposed changes. These groups called Ryder's presentation, quote, lip service, an edict, and not a conversation. In an emotional appeal, Shaniqua Levin with the group Long Island Black Alliance said she had so many recommendations that she wanted to share, but Ryder drafted the plan before they could officially meet.
Because this is not just about, oh, how do we improve a system? This is about my life. This is about my people's life. This is about my brother's life, my son's life, my husband's life. This is real stuff that we encounter on a daily basis.
Dissatisfied with the reform efforts from the police commissioner, several groups said they were drafting their own plan. They urged lawmakers to at least consider it. Chair of the Nassau County Legislature's Public Safety Committee, Denise Ford, promised that there would be future public hearings on police reform. The deadline for submitting a final plan to the state is April 1st. For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. C19 is sponsored by Hartford Healthcare.
If you're into podcasts, WSHU has several, including Every Town, The Hamptons, which examines the hidden plot to evict a group of immigrants from one of the richest communities in the world. You can find it at everytownpodcast.org. I'm Desiree DiOrio.
And I'm Charles Lane. We'll be back tomorrow.